Hi. I saw the moving trucks yesterday and thought that I would come by today after you were a little bit more settled and welcome you to the neighborhood. So, did you just get into town or have you lived here a long time? Oh, I see. Yeah, that company has been hiring a lot of new people lately. We've had a couple of families move into the neighborhood in the past probably 6 months, but you're the newest. So, are your wife and kids around? Oh, you're single. Wow. So, it's just you? All alone in this big house? You must really like having a lot of space. Oh, no, I completely get it. These houses are really nice. I actually, I live alone too. Well, it used to be my parents' house, and then they decided to move, so I took it over for them, and now I'm making all the mortgage payments. See, I used to think that maybe it was better just to rent, but then I kind of got used to the whole homeowner life. It's a lot more space, and I got really into gardening and cooking and baking. I'm a bit, how do I put this, out of place for some of the neighborhood gatherings. It's a lot of families, but I'm trying to make friends. I've been here for a few years, and most of my friends still live in the city, but to be honest with you, I don't really miss city life. It was so loud and... Look, I'm sorry. I'm talking your ear off and I'm sure you have a lot of unpacking to do. I just wanted to pop over and tell you welcome to the neighborhood. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I did bake you these cookies. Do you want me to bring them inside? Sure. No problem. Wow, I really like this floor plan. No, it's a lot different than mine. Your living room is a lot more open. I mean, it will be once you get rid of all these boxes. It's a shame that you don't really have any help. I'm not trying to be rude or presumptuous. I just assumed that you probably had a family. There aren't many single guys that move into this neighborhood. Yeah. I completely understand. I haven't really met the right person either yet. My last boyfriend said that I was really pretty, but I didn't have a lot going on upstairs. I don't really know what that means, but his loss. What I'm trying to say is, once you taste my sugar cookies, you'll totally understand what I'm saying. I'm kind of wifey material, if anyone would just pay me any attention. Here, I know you're really busy unpacking and procrastinating. See, you really do need help. But more than help, you look pretty stressed. I understand. I moved into my parents' house all by myself. I had a couple of movers move the things, but it took me 3 solid weeks of unpacking. It was a lot, so I completely understand where you're at. That's why I wanted to drop by. Here. You have to try my sugar cookies. They're so good. I mean, you might even fall in love with me when you take a single bite. Here. Right? I see the way your eyes just completely lit up. You like my cookies, don't you? Well, you'll have to come over sometime. I'll make you a full dinner. I'm such a good cook, and I love doing it. See, that's the only bad thing about living in this neighborhood, is it makes you want things that you don't have. No, not like cars or a bigger house or anything like that. No, I see all these really cute families and they're always doing something fun, and the husband is always super into his wife, or at least it looks that way. And I don't know, I think that it would be a lot of fun to have a sexy husband that I can make cookies for, and that he can come home from work and fuck my brains out. Sorry. I guess that sounds kind of Stepford of me. My ex used to call me a Stepford wife. I don't really understand the bad thing about it. Besides, they're robots. I'm totally not a robot. Can I be honest with you? Yeah? Okay, cool. I kind of get this vibe that I could tell you whatever is on my mind, but I could be reading too much into things. All right, well, here it goes. Obviously, the cookies are real. You just put one in your mouth and you totally chewed it up and swallowed it and all of that. But I didn't really come over to bring you cookies. No. I saw you moving in the other day, and I kind of asked around, and I already knew that you were single, and, well, everybody said you were really nice. And then I came over, and I got a look at you, and I thought you were extremely handsome. I mean, just perfect. And meeting you, you're really nice and personable, and you actually listen to me, and you don't look at me like I've grown a third head. I hope this isn't too forward, but I meant it when I said that I'm really eager to please. I keep having this burning urge. It happens like once a month, and I know what it is. My doctor tells me that my clock is kind of starting to tick. So every month when I start ovulating, I get feral. I have this nesting instinct, and I immediately want to find a husband, and not just for the sex, which would be amazing, but because I have this overwhelming need to be full of cum. Sorry. Maybe I should go. Oh. Oh, you like it? I was kind of hoping that you would, but that bulge in your pants tells me everything I need to know, so I'll just keep talking. I'm really good at talking. So I decided that I would bring you cookies, but I really wanted to come over and bring you something else. Can I show you? Okay. Yeah, that's my pussy. I love wearing these cute little dresses, but I hate wearing panties. And when I knew I was coming over to see you, I really didn't see any need for them. So I didn't wear any. Oh, you wanna touch it? Did you get hard because some hot stranger in your neighborhood popped over with cookies and lifted her dress so that you could see her bare pussy? Or am I right in thinking that it's a combination of that, but also maybe the thought of breeding me? I promise. promise I'll keep you company. I'm really eager to please, and if you just cup my pussy with your big strong hand, yeah, you feel how wet and needy I am. It's because it's that time of the month. I'm ovulating and just begging to be fucked. I always feel so much prettier this time of the month, too. All glowy and plump and soft. curvy in all the right places. I don't know how much you like living the bachelor life, but maybe I could persuade you to fill up this big house with me and a couple babies. Yeah. Oh, your fingers feel so good. Nice, thick fingers inside my tight, wet little cunt. Yeah. You like this fantasy? You like the thought of me being your hot little housewife? Yeah. You gonna fuck me full of your cum? Want to suck your cock. It's one of my things. I never feel completely validated unless I have a cock in my mouth for at least a little bit. Please? Yes, sir. I want to be a good little cock slut for you. Yeah. Yeah. I want to kiss you. Kiss you before I show you how talented I am with my mouth. Yeah. What? Where have I been all your life? Well, here, silly, waiting for you to come. And come. And come. I need to get on my knees now. I need to have you in my mouth. Yeah. Please. But don't come. Just remember that you've got to pump me full of it. Yeah, you're gonna fuck me so good. I can already tell. Okay, I'll just get on my knees. Wow. These pants are so nice, but I think we need to take them off, don't you? Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock is so hard. Yeah. I just like rubbing it through your underwear. Squeezing it. Can I please put it in my mouth? Yeah. Good. Oh my god. Oh my gosh. I know. I'm so much smaller than you. Look at how big your cock is compared to my face. Fuck yeah. All I needed. Even having it this close to my mouth is making my pussy so drippy. I really am such a little slut. I've just been waiting for the right guy to be a little slut for. Oh my god. Oh, you taste so good. Go ahead. I've been training to be the perfect wife. You can put your cock all the way to the back of my throat. See? I bake. I cook. I clean. And I suck cock like I was made to do it. Like it's my job. Yeah, you can grab my head and just use my mouth. Use me like I'm a little fleshlight. Sucking your cock has me so turned on. You almost ready to fuck me? Yeah. You gonna fuck a baby into me? Fill me up and stretch me out. Make my pussy perfectly shaped to your cock. Yeah. I'm ready. How do you want me? Right here. You are naughty, but I want that too. Here, I'll just lay back on this moving blanket. kind of kinky. I'll just pull my dress up. That's it. this position is better anyway. It gets you so deep into my pussy. Especially if I... pull my legs up like that. Gives you such a good view, doesn't it? You can see exactly where you need to put your cock. Yeah, you can also see what a turns on little slut I am. Yeah, how badly I need you to breed my pussy. Yeah, make me a mommy. I'll make you a daddy just so I can call you that. Love the way your cock looks resting on my bare pussy. Please. Please fill me up. I need to feel you inside me. I need to feel your cum inside me. Please. Yeah. love you. Do I look pretty with your cock inside me? Yeah. You like how it grips you? How tight and wet my pussy is for you? How much I want you? Yeah. Grab my ankles. Yeah. Use me to go deeper. Position me perfectly. Take all of your cock inch by inch as deep as it'll go. Little wifey for you.